Now, before you start the 6-week brain boosting program, you're going to need to devote 1 week to getting ready. And this is going to help you set the stage for all the goodness to come in the following weeks. Think of it like an airliner preparing to take off. Whatever baggage was on the last flight has to be cleaned out. Whatever mess in the passenger cabin was there has to be cleaned out, or nobody's going to want to fly on that plane. Now, most of us are addicts, and we don't realize it. Our addictions damage our ability to function in all areas of our lives. We don't let go of those addictions because they do have the power to make us feel better, at least temporarily. But they deplete us in a much deeper way. So let's take a quick look at some of the very common baggage or garbage that you're going to let go of during this preparation week. Sugar, high fructose corn syrup, trans fats, junk food, alcohol, and caffeine. Now, let's look at each of these substances and what they do to your biochemistry and how you're going to eliminate them in the 6-week plan. The first one, sugar. What goes up must come down. We like sugar because we are exposed to it or addicted to it very early in life. It provides an energy lift and then it drops us down, so we need more and we consume more in this vicious cycle. So what's the easiest way to get off of it? You got to go cold turkey from all sugar and refined carbs. All of my experience over the years has shown me that's the best and the easiest way to do it. Just don't cheat. It's going to make it worse. The next addiction is high fructose corn syrup, and it's a super sugar that was only introduced into our diet in the 1980s. And what's remarkable, it's been associated with weight gain and our whole broken brain epidemic, and it's more addictive than cocaine. Now, it's been shown to increase something called ages, which is like creme brulee that crusts up your brain, and it leads to dementia and memory problems. So I suggest you go cold turkey when you get off other sugars and never eat it again. There's no reason it should be in our food supply. The next addiction you have to get off of is trans fat. This is a food additive or a processed fake fat, or a frankenfat I call it, that's artificially created to produce benefit to food industry, so it extends the shelf life of processed food. And it's present in most processed foods, baked goods, fried foods, margarines, and virtually any product that comes from a factory. The research has shown that they damage cells, it increases inflammation, and it interrupts normal brain function. They are toxic to your biology. Even flies won't eat margarine or trans fat. So eliminate them now and forever, and your cells, including your brain cells, will thank you. The next addiction to give up is junk food, looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, if you eat fast food, which is actually more accurately called junk food, it's appealing because it quickly gives you that feeling that you're full, and it sort of satisfies this addictive process in your body. It's sweet, it's salty, it's comforting, but it's also a very bad habit that's hard to break. It's poisonous because it's usually filled with sugar and refined carbs and trans fats and high fructose corn syrup and chemical preservatives that are toxic to your biology. And the easiest way to break the habit? Go cold turkey at the same time you get rid of sugar and trans fats. Now, the next addiction I want you to give up is alcohol. Now, for some, it's okay in small amounts, maybe a glass of red wine a week. It may have some health benefits, but the regular consumption of alcohol is actually damaging to your brain and your health in many ways. It's actually a form of sugar, and it has the potential for weight gain and many other problems. It can also cause or intensify cardiovascular problems, it can impair your thinking ability, and it can damage your liver. And in fact, long-term use of alcohol leads to dementia. So I suggest you cut it out for the prep week and then keep it out just for the 6-week program. Later you can introduce it, but in moderation. Now, the next addiction is caffeine. Many of us need a wake-up call about caffeine. You see, it increases anxiety and depression, and it's also highly addictive. Millions of people can't function very well without their morning fix. And as with many addictive substances, they have to look for stronger and more frequent jolts in order to avoid the withdrawal symptoms, you see? So the answer is not to go from a single espresso to a latte. So you can have withdrawal symptoms when going off this drug. So I want you to try the following. Cut your intake by 50% each day until you're off it. For example, if you normally drink 2 cups a day, cut back to 1, then half a cup, and then quit. You know, you can try to have a little green tea every day as a replacement if you like, but you don't have to. Now let's talk about some of the common symptoms during the first few days of the preparation week. During the first few days of the preparation week, and sometimes during the 6-week program, it's very common to experience a few of these symptoms. Now if you do, don't worry. It's simply your body getting rid of toxins, and that's a good sign. The symptoms you can get include bad breath, constipation, an achy flu-like feeling, fatigue, headaches, hunger, irritability, itchy skin, nausea, offensive body odor, sleep problems, maybe too much or too little. But remember, the focus of the preparation week is getting the garbage out of your system and shedding bad habits that interfere with your brain. And once that's done, you can move into the six-week program for healing and optimizing your brain. So to learn more, please join me for the next session where I will teach you the very core of the program. The topic will be eating right for your brain, and it may be one of the most important lessons you'll ever learn.